Last evening, the Santa Ana Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. The board meeting started with the Board of Education recognizing the accomplishments of our boys state cross country team that finished ninth, the Division IV state competition. So congratulations to Coach Wendell and all the boys who made our program and school and community very proud. Following that, the FFA presented on their trip to the National FFA Convention held in Indianapolis, Indiana. They provided a presentation on the various experiences and opportunities that they had by attending the trip. Adam Putoff, superintendent, thanked the community for their ongoing support and engagement in school activities and extracurriculars. This is what makes St. Henry so special, and very proud of them being there for our students. They also discussed the ongoing advocacy work in connection to property taxes. They discussed the collaborative effort within the county to showcase positive outcomes of property taxes and how they are used locally. This plays a major role in our ability to maintain local control and maintain the way of life we enjoy in Mercer County. There will be a series of newsletters and publications distributed through social media to better inform the community as a whole in Mercer County. Also, a big reminder to the public that the Senior Citizens Breakfast will be held in the High School Commons on Wednesday, December 10th, starting at 8:30 a.m. The board approved the following donations: $200 from Grid Connect to the middle school principal account, $1,000 from Jim Dimple / Mercer County Civic Foundation to the High School Student Council, and $200 from Hopewell Grange to the elementary library. Board approved the St. Henry School District is following that the St. Henry School District is following the requirements set forth by Policy 8500 that considers the requirements of the ORC that governs food and beverages sold on school premises. Board also approved transfer and disposal of student activity funds account from the class of 2025 in the amount of $251.24 to the high school principal fund. The board approved the one-year limited contract to Denise Froning and approved the supplemental contract to Sean Tienen to serve as freshman girls basketball coach. Board approved FMLA leave for Cheryl Wilson effective October 6, 2025, and approved a minimum wage of $11 per hour effective January 1st, 2026. The board approved revised 403B and 457 plan documents for St. Henry Consolidated Local School District. A reminder that all board agendas and attachments, board items, can be found on our website by clicking on the Board of Education meetings located in the top right-hand corner of the school's homepage. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, December 8th, at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Scans!